Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Team PXY on 98 PXY, the number one hit music station. Corey James, Breezy, and Brennan Summers. When you said
there
NBC.
He is.
Brennan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I have to let you both know.
Yes.
That I have found it. The remake.
Okay, good.
And I'm going to have the review tomorrow.
Okay, perfect.
But I paid for it because I was looking around and I was like, okay, so I said, where can you watch it? It used to be on Netflix, but now like only It 2, Part 2 is on the HBO.
Oh, no.
There is a free version you get through your other subscriptions through like TNT and TBS, but I was like, you know what? That's going to be heavily censored.
This is
true. I want the full experience. So I rented it. It's Ultra HD. Got my soundbar ready.
Wow.
You're so extra, Brennan.
Brennan, I applaud you for your commitment to this. This is a big deal. This is your very first ever movie review on the show. So it's important to have the high quality for sure. Absolutely.
Brennan, you were giving me crap for renting my movies. I'm telling you, these things are hard to find.
It can be. Yeah, sure. That's fine. No big
deal.
Tough. All right. So tomorrow we'll have your Brennan's big movie review, remake of it.
When are you watching it? I need to know because I need to set the scene here. Because if your baby's going to be there, if Steph's going to be there, you need your full-blown, you need blinders.
Well, after the experience of all of three of us getting called out for my baby watching Candy Crush with me last Saturday morning, there are strict rules in the house. Got to keep her turned away.
Okay.
Watch for the scary scene.
Yep.
But it'll be happening in the afternoon, hopefully not in too many pieces, depending on how nap time goes.
Yeah, sure.
But we'll balance it, and I will have the review. I mean, Breezy, with the reviews you give, I'm feeling a lot of pressure of having to bring tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know.
Brennan, are you going to stick to the standard popcorn bucket rating method, or are you going to come up with your own thing?
I am going to go popcorn bucket.
Okay.
And speaking of that, I went to both my neighbors' houses yesterday looking in their trash can trying to see if they had any popcorn buckets to dig out like Breezy did at movie theaters in the past.
Monster. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I couldn't find anything.
Who would do that?
I'm sneaking candy into my living room to hide that instead of paying $8 for milk duds.
Yeah, of course. It's ridiculous. What kind of sucker would pay a full price? all right, since we brought up movies, let's start with that. Some really good news here locally when it comes to the movies coming back on Friday.
Yeah, and this is, again, so movie theaters waiting forever and ever and ever. And we had seen this with Gems, too. Once they finally got the okay, some places, you got to bring back staff if you had furloughed or laid people off. You got to have everything marked off inside buildings. So some of the smaller groups like Pittsburgh Cinema and The Little, they're going to take a little bit more time to get going. But some of the bigger theaters in town, like the AMC in Webster, some of the Regal locations, Eastview Mall, those theaters are going to be ready to go on Friday. They posted notices yesterday,
it's
so
big. Yeah.
They'll be up and going. So that was a quick turnaround. Again, those are the bigger companies, and I think we'll all see. I'm just curious too. I know they've got the rules and everything, but how many people are going?
Breeze is going on Saturday.
I'm going
with her brother.
So my brother Max, the movie guy, obsessed, literally goes to SUNY Oswego to study cinema. His birthday's on Saturday. So I texted him yesterday. I was like, how perfect is it that the movie theaters literally open back up on your birthday weekend?
It's the greatest gift he could get, really.
I got a good question. What is out right now? What is
That is a good question. Yeah.
What are you seeing?
Not much. But like as we've covered, Breezy literally is only going for the popcorn. Like that's the only reason she's going.
It doesn't really matter to me what's out. I know Canandaigua's theaters are doing
it could
like
be static.
Remakes of Hocus Pocus.
It could just be static remakes, like static on TV.
Showings. But I think there's like a Taken 5 coming out.
There's a Taken 5 is a thing? Oh my
five?
Goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. How
there's something to be said about Liam Neeson's parenting and all that, but we don't have to dive into that. I agree as well.
It's like, how many times are you going to lose your daughter?
Keep an eye on your kids, man. Jeez. Come on. All right. I had to re-download the Fandango app on my phone since I have not used it, obviously, in 6 months. It is not a new Taken. It's called Honest Thief. However, it is Liam Neeson. There's also The Empty Man, The War with Grandpa. Tenet.
That sounds like a good one.
Tenet is still out. I want to say that one we've heard of. And then there's some throwbacks. Nightmare Before Christmas at Cinemark Tinseltown, USA.
Wow.
Unhinged is playing. Love and Monsters. Ooh. There's all sorts of stuff. Ooh. Wow. Okay.
What?
If you don't want to go to the movies in person, but you do want to get a piece of Tremors, Shrieker Island... That is available at home to watch. That popped up. Speaking of how many movies are there? How many Tremors movies are there? 9,000? That's amazing. How are there still Tremors movies?
The only one I had heard is Tenet, and that's the Christopher Nolan film, right? Which was you probably need like a huge diagram and some yarn to track everything going on
right.
with that story. But
absolutely.
I would want to see that in a movie theater.
There you go. Yes. So there you go. See, there's something. All right, Brennan, let's jump into something that actually was our tad to our savage or sensible for today, the confusion with the New York travel advisory list.
So stupid.
So do you want to start domestic or with international? Which is kind of an interesting thing.
Let's start international. Let's go there first.
Okay, so we all know about Cuomo every Tuesday with Connecticut, New Jersey. They update the state and territories, which are get added to the list. So there is an international advisory list, too, warning of travel. So as of September 28th, there are 31 safe countries out of about 200. And the thing to consider here is, you know, when you're, especially if you're flying internationally, you're going to take at least a week off. But you got to double check how many vacation days you got built up in your company's policies, because if you're going for leisure and just taking the family somewhere and you come back, you'll have to quarantine for 2 weeks. And a lot of people... they pay attention to the state thing, not necessarily to the international stuff, but there is a list, and it was an executive order that quietly came out in late September. Hmm. There was one local travel agent we spoke to didn't even know about it.
Really?
Until she spoke to a customer.
Oh, okay.
And she even said that one of her employees was going out to Mexico to do some research on, like, destinations and came back and was having to lock down for and isolate. And so it's a
surprise.
That's out there. Yeah. Now, your savage or sensible focusing on
domestic,
the main story happening with the updates. Now, it's nothing new when we get states added to the list. It comes out each week. But yesterday was a big day because the questions came up with everything surging everywhere in the U.S. What are you going to do with Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania that all meet the criteria in terms of cases now compared to other states? They were technically and officially left off the list. So they added Arizona and Maryland. And the reason for that, and Governor Cuomo was pressed on it, and he's had to answer questions, is what are you going to do? Because this is the first time the border states. And you've got people that work in, like, the southern tier on the southwest end, and they may drive to Erie for work.
Mm-hmm.
Or people in New Jersey going back and forth to New York, vice versa. And he says, we're going to state that it's non-essential travel there is highly discouraged. So you can't. Please don't do it, is what he's saying, essentially. But he said they're not on the list of the mandatory 14-day quarantine because he says it's just not reasonable. And he worries about it destroying that economy in the tri-state region between workers and companies and balancing it. And it's now you've got people saying, well,
so
why
is
Ohio, why is Ohio, if you're just barely crossing to Pennsylvania, not included? You know what I mean? And,
right.
I think it's that term of kind of moving the goalposts in a game is what I saw some people bringing up.
Slippery slope, yeah.
Yeah, but the economic side, I mean, you just think of you can't put state troopers all along the border. It's a lot easier to track people in airports. And when you're talking about people driving back and forth, so many people who work in New York City live in Connecticut or New Jersey, and again, vice versa. And I just think it became a nightmare situation. Now, I've seen some reports out there that maybe they'll go back and relook at the criteria if it needs to be lightened a little bit, which may help, but nothing that was coming from stories out of Connecticut, that governor. So we'll see. And that's been, I mean, that was a story. But for now, it's please don't do it. But if you have to, just be safe.
Mm-hmm. All right. Breezy's mad because she thinks it's hypocritical.
Well, it is. It is, Brennan. Brennan, it is hypocritical.
Listen, I hear that point, and it's what if you're driving just down to, I don't know, Maryland or something, and then you come back versus, you know, stopping in Pennsylvania, and I hear that, and the argument versus, you know, I'm only driving and I'm staying exactly with a relative just to see them,
right,
and I'm not going through an airport hub or anything like that, or it's tough, and I mean, we started to see this coming, and it was going to be a tough spot for those governors. And this is the point they're sticking to for now. I think we'll hear more about it coming up this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, for Governor Cuomo, it's really a lose-lose. Because imagine if he did put those states on the list, the uproar and the backlash from that. There is a backlash, and you're not wrong, Breeze, that it is hypocritical. If you meet the qualifications, you should be on the list, right? It's very simple to do it that way. But I do fully, truly believe that if they went the other way and did put those states on that list, the backlash and the uproar would be even worse than it is right now. So kind of a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, and it's just, you heard a lot from lawmakers, from businesses, from people driving that it was creeping, you know, closer and closer, moving up the Northeast, and it was going to be inevitable. They were going to have to address it, unfortunately, with the surge in cases. And this is where we are right now, and that's the decision they went with, or else you'd have a ton of people working from home if that was even an option for them, or you'd have a ton of people who couldn't afford the days of having to quarantine if they're not essential.
Not ideal. Yeah. Not ideal, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Brennan, let's get to some stuff that's going on right here in Rochester. St. John Fisher, those case numbers have been climbing when it comes to COVID-19, and they actually made the call yesterday to go full remote for the rest of the semester, even though first of all, it's 100 cases per, you know, campus that will enforce you under New York State guidelines to go remote for 2 weeks, but they got to, I think it was just over 50 cases, and they were like, nope, we're going remote for the rest of the semester here.
Yeah, this, I think, school staff got together, they looked around and said, you know what, we're getting into late October, almost Halloween, let's just shut it down and send them home at least through January, and that's what they did. And you mentioned, we do have thresholds for schools, grade schools as well, as to what point you have to do this. They say they weren't at that point, but just thought that this was the best thing to do. And so that's what they're opting to change. They say for kids that had paid for room and board for all semester, school staff says they're going to try to come up with them on a program. I don't know if it's refunds or credits, what they're going to do, but they'll work with those families. But this is, you know, already a tough year for those Pittsford Fisher students, and now they're doing everything online for the second half of this fall semester.
Mm-hmm. Got it. All right. Makes sense. Brennan, let's move on to Kodak, who still in the midst of that investigation about potential insider trading with the federal loan deal for making pharmaceutical drugs. They say they are they're not going to wait for that to start.
Yeah, this is moving forward, full head of steam, but how much money are you going to have to support this venture? That's the question now. So to recap, late in the summer, Kodak, which needed a lifeline, got one from Washington. They're like, you know what? It's not film and picture, but what you're going to do is we're going to give you $765 million as a loan from Washington, and you're going to start making ingredients for generic drugs to help Americans and bring some of that back from overseas. Huge announcement. The stock prices soared right after that. There's some questions over the timing of when we saw that spike, and now the feds are looking into Kodak to see what was disclosed about the deal exactly and when. But the head of the company says, you know what, even if we don't get that help from the government, we're going to go ahead and do this. Because maybe they see if we invest some of the money, we'll make it up on the back end. And
sure,
that's the argument. Yeah, and so Jim Continenza, the CEO, says the handling of the deal was caused by understaffing in the pandemic. So that's where he puts the blame on some of the questions.
Yeah,
he declined to go into the exact status of the loan, but they're moving ahead while the investigation continues into questions over insider deals.
Well, you know, I know some of the money they could use to invest in that, you know, from when the stock soared to $34 a share back in July.
Yeah, that was, that was, I mean, it happened. So I guess we got the announcement. Maybe it was like on a Tuesday afternoon, but there were stories out there, and we've gotten a non-embargo release, which is, I mean, this kind of just a courtesy that we get a heads up, hey, plan for this as a news group.
Right.
This announcement's coming, but there wasn't an embargo on it, which that could be a mistake fixed going forward. And the news got out, and then you saw some of the trades going on, some involving the head of the company as well in terms of some of the shares he picked up, but they said that that was something already scheduled. It was just, for a lot of people, it just didn't look and sound right. And now maybe it's all on the up and up, but we've got to wait for the conclusion of the case.
For sure. It was not a spike yesterday, by the way, when this came out, that they were going to move forward. Trading right now just under $9 a share. So
there you go. Right. So I hope you sold them back in last month, yeah. If that was you.
All right. Hopefully you got the tip.
Yeah.
Corey, why have you waited this long for to ask Brennan for your
okay.
credit?
Well, yeah. So I'm curious. Today's a good question. I was looking through it, Brennan. Where's my producer credit? I don't see it here.
Okay, so
come on, you can't tell me that
he's
I.
He's like, all right. So
that,
what happened
hold
was,
on, hold on, you can't tell me that I was not partly an inspiration for this. Come on.
See, there are some bright lights shining up around Monroe County.
Uh-huh.
Now,
who was the first person to tell you?
Myself.
Anyone with eyes, Corey.
In the morning, coming in from Webster. Yeah. Okay, so okay. Where have you noticed them?
On the thruway between Canandaigua and getting to Victor. To
490. Okay, so thruway may be a different situation.
Oh, okay. Look at him cover.
So I can
see what's happening.
I can try to figure that out. Maybe it has something to do with the gantries and everything that they're doing. So we'll put an asterisk by your credit for
okay.
now.
Okay, all right. Fair.
Yeah. But here in Monroe County, if you drive along like 490, 590, 104 out to Webster, that's where some of the latest work is going on. All of a sudden, like on the off ramps and the frontage roads, there are these bright, white, crystal clear LED lights. So like, I mean, very visible for someone like me who gets up way early in the morning, or if you're driving to work now this time of year when the sun doesn't come up. No,
we'll definitely 7:30. Wake you up. You have your coffee and those lights to get you ready to go for the day.
Sure.
Yeah. So a year ago, the county launched this $24 million project to fix, you know, burned out lights, broken poles. Drivers have been complaining for years that they were safety hazards on some of our roads. So they're in the process of flipping that. It's going to take a couple years. You'll see it along all the main lines throughout Rochester and Monroe County. So if you're, you know, out driving at night or in the morning, take a peek. I mean, it's hard to miss.
Careful.
These huge lights, yeah.
Should you grab, like, those the special glasses you have when there's an eclipse? Is that something that people should probably look into?
Yeah.
You don't want to
look
directly.
If you're still saving them from last time and for yeah. when the next one happens right across upstate New York, I forget the year.
Yeah, they're
coming up soon, yeah. Yeah, you can use those driving in. It'll take care. The argument is that this is for safety and also LED being a long-term cost saver. So they say, we'll put these up, we can save $150,000 a year in energy savings, and they'll last a bit longer.
There we go.
Well, that's good.
All right. Brennan Summers from News at NBC, looking forward to Brennan's big
movie
review tomorrow.
Excited, Brennan.
Reviewing the remake of It. So, Brennan,
yeah.
here's what I'm thinking for tomorrow.
Okay.
We should split these things up. We should do your movie review around 9:20, and then we'll do our regular check-in around 9:40. Do you have extra time for us tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
That should work just fine. I will double back with you.
Okay.
And we will be sure to tweet it out
yep.
and get it out, because, I mean, this is appointment listening.
Yes, of course.
You have to hear this. It's been a week.
Yeah.
It's been a week in the making.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope to all of you listening out there, I don't disappoint.
I'm very excited.
Did you
very excited.
Email that woman back that, you know, suggested this to happen?
Oh, yeah. Annie.
So yes. Annie had sent me something about, yeah, the good question saying, would you do the movie review? I know that she was listening last Thursday.
Okay.
Because she sent me a follow-up message.
Oh, good. Excellent.
And I'm sure she's been listening, as everyone does every day at 9:40, 10 o'clock.
Obviously.
Yes.
Yes.
That, yes. It is coming up. It is coming up tomorrow. So don't.
Big day.
All right, Brennan.
Nobody rates my review as like a one bucket. Yeah.
You got this. All right. We'll check in with Brennan tomorrow a little earlier than normal for his big movie review. Brennan, have a great day. Enjoy the remake of It, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See ya. Bye.
Later.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.